Hello, and welcome once again to another edition of Teaching English is Fun, the podcast for teachers by teachers. I'm your host, Jim, and today we're going to go over something called At the Office. It's an ESL role play activity. One of the coolest things I did while I was in Korea was host a little segment on the radio, Teaching English as a Second Language. Not only did it give me a little exposure in town, but it also raised my name recognition, and it gave me all sorts of ideas for class. I have another number of classes that were inspired by something that I actually taught on the radio. This is the first ESL role play based on my old radio show that I will present on my website. By the way, my website is teachingenglishisfun.com. If you go there, actually, you can follow along with what I'm going to go over here. Just go to teachingenglishisfun.com, all one word, and then search for At the Office, and this should pop right up there. All right, and continuing on here, I have a I'm going to go over this one right here. And a lot of my role plays are really a great way to introduce kind of new vocabulary and idiomatic phrases. Another thing I used them for was to point out the mistakes that Korean students made in English. Depending on what countries students may have, they have like different students. I know are different mistakes. In Korea, we often use the term Konglish. Right, you know, that was like Korean English. I think maybe Chinglish is something people use in China, and I don't know, Spanglish, maybe, you know, Spanish, you know, people, Spanish speaking natives, you know, common mistakes that they make. So I did use this for teaching some of those things, and I actually introduced it in kind of a role play thing to kind of see if students could figure out what was wrong with what I was saying. Now, I'm going to go ahead. I've actually copied one of my papers that I handed out on my website here. And beginning now, I'm going to go over some of the definitions that I have for that. And then I'm actually going to go through the role play. And what I like to do when I did this was I would actually have students, you know, make it kind of an interactive class where I would give them some of the vocabulary, and I would also have them try to work through these things to try to create their own role play sometimes. So here we are, At the Office, an ESL role play activity. Corporate ladder, right? Corporate ladder is a series of ascending steps to job titles in some sort of organizations. So just like a ladder. So for example, you begin, as an entry-level worker, you're working in a cubicle, and then, you know, maybe you make it to assistant manager, then you make it to manager, and then from there you go on up and you become, assistant director and director, and then finally vice president, and then you can be the president of the whole company, right? So that's the corporate ladder, right? You work your way up the corporate ladder, we say sometimes. Now, burn the candle at both ends. This means that you're working all day and half the night too. So you're working both, you know, during the daytime and at night. So I know in Korea, a lot of students were burning the candle at both ends. They were working all the time, right? Day and night. Now, if you have an axe to grind, what that means is that you have another usually selfish motive for doing something. So, for example, if I pointed out something wrong that somebody did, right, you know, maybe, and I don't like that person at work, so maybe I have an axe to grind. I'm pointing out their mistakes because I want revenge on them. Now, bite the bullet. Bite the bullet is to put up with something that's unpleasant, right? You don't really like it because it's unpleasant, but you have to bite the bullet. I think that originally came from the Civil War days, where, you know, they didn't have anesthesia like we do today. A lot of times they would give someone a sip of whiskey and then, give them a bullet, you know, and the bullets back then were lead. They were not soft, so you would bite down on the bullet while the doctor cut your arm off. So pretty horrible visualization, but that's where that expression came from. Now, glass ceiling. Glass ceiling is kind of an invisible limit of movement to important positions within an organization. A lot of times we use that when we talk about for women or maybe some minorities, right? You know, there's like a glass ceiling. So, you know, women can make it to this level in the company, but they can't go beyond that, right? That would be, there's nothing written down that's saying that women can't go beyond this level, but no woman seems to be able to get to a higher position. So they use that term glass ceiling. It's kind of an invisible ceiling, right? Now, these next two terms are related right here. We have in the black, right? Means you're out of debt, and in the red. Actually, coming up here, we have Black Friday. The reason that a lot of companies call it Black Friday is because if you're in the black, in the old days, we would write our ledgers, we would write money that we owed in red, and we would write the money that we were making, you know, the positive cash flow, we would write in black. So at the end, when you write out your debts and you write out your credits, if you had a black number, that means you were in the black. That means you made money this year. And they say this time of year, it's Thanksgiving right now, they say this time of year is when people can, you know, a lot of companies become in the black, right? You know, they're running kind of at a debt all year long. And then this time of year, they can actually make money because a lot of people go out buying things for Christmas and they have all kinds of sales. And even though they're having sales, they're still making lots of money, right? So if your company is in the red, it means you're losing money. If you're in the black, it means you're making money, right? So pass the buck. Pass the buck means to give someone else responsibility that's yours. So for example, I'm supposed to do something, but I really don't want to do it. So I pass the buck. I get someone else to do it, or I give someone else that responsibility. All right, and then talk turkey. Talk turkey is another term that we use in the corporate world, and that means you're talking honestly and plainly about business or other practical matters like that. Oh, and it looks like I've got to fix my site here. I've got some things that are kind of drawn together here. So I will go in and edit my site. So hopefully by the time you navigate to it at teachingenglishisfun.com, you won't see these mistakes. But the next thing is wet behind the ears. If somebody is wet behind the ears, it means they're young and inexperienced and they don't really know that much, like somebody who's brand new. You know, we say he's wet behind the ears. You know, he doesn't really know a lot about business, or isn't really know what he's doing, right? When I first started making my podcast, I was kind of wet behind the ears. If you guys go back and listen to like some of my first podcasts as opposed to now, hopefully I'm getting better. So, all right, and the next one, tighten one's belt. It means you're going to spend less money. And a lot of times we use that expression. It's like you're not eating as much, right? You know, so your stomach is getting smaller because you're not eating as much because you're trying to save money. So you have to tighten your belt, right? You have to make it tighter. So, and another one is drop the ball. This next one, drop the ball means that you make a mistake, that you fail. You know, hey, you know, who was supposed to order donuts, right, for the conference today? I told Jim to do it. Jim dropped the ball, right? Jim didn't do that, right? Matter of fact, I think I'll do that. I'll try to add in some extra things for you guys so you have some examples of some of these. Now, the reason I'm going over these actually is some of these are going to be used in the actual role play. So you'll know about them before you listen to them. Now, the fast track. Fast track is accelerated movement to an important position in an organization. Remember we talked about like working your way up the corporate ladder, right? Well, if you quickly move up the corporate ladder, it means you're on the fast track to success, right? You're moving to a very high position very quickly, right? So we say they're in a fast track to success. Now, keep your nose to the grindstone. Means to keep busy and to work hard. And I think that comes from the old days. You know, the grindstone grindstone, there's actually two different things. There's one that like would grind flour, right? Or if you were like sharpening swords or whatever, you also have a grindstone which actually sharpens the sword. So if you keep your nose to it, right, your nose is down there and you're working hard. It just means that you're working hard. So, and pull one's weight. This is do your fair share of the work. So for example, we wouldn't use it like pull one's weight. We would say, for example, well, someone's not pulling their weight around here. It means that somebody's not doing as much as they should. You know, they are neglecting their duties, so they are not pulling their weight. Okay, well, now before I begin, this is kind of a long role play. So what I want to do is I'm going to take a quick little break so you can hear from our sponsors, and then I'll be right back. Okay, welcome back. Let's go ahead and continue. Now we're going to do our role play. At the office.
Good morning, Jim. Do you have the time?
Yeah, it's 10 o'clock.
No, I mean, do you have the time to help me with my work? I've been burning the candle at both ends this month.
Me too. In fact, I overslept and missed the meeting this morning.
Jim, you must keep time. I heard the new guy is on the fast track up the corporate ladder.
Yeah, I guess I really dropped the ball.
Does the new guy have an axe to grind with you?
Maybe. Why do you ask?
I saw him talking to the boss this morning, and I think he was pointing out that you were late. I think he wants to get you cut.
He's still wet behind the ears, and he doesn't even pull his own weight around here. I guess I'm going to have to keep my nose to the grindstone. So, that is the role play right there. Now, what I want you to do is try to see if you can figure out the meaning or the correct use to some of those terms. And I've written them down right here. Now, some of these I already went over before, but do you have the time, right? You know, what is the meaning or the correct use? Did he use that correctly? Some of these are Konglish, for example. These are things that commonly people make a mistake with. So, for example, do you have the time? If you ask someone for the time with a T-H-E in front of it, do you know what that means? That means you're asking them, what time is it? So that's what that phrase right there means. So he should have asked, do you have time? Okay, and some of these other ones I've already, you know, I've already gone over some of these, like burning the candle at both ends. We talked about that before. And the next one right here, keep time. Keep time, I did not go over. Again, this is a little bit Konglish thing, right? You know, so, you know, Jim, you have to be on time. We wouldn't say keep time, but that's a common phrase that I hear students misusing. So I wanted to throw that in there just to see if they could notice that that was wrong, right? And how to correct that. So, you know, so be on time, right? Fast track, I went over that before. Corporate ladder, drop the ball, have an axe to grind. All of those I think I talked about before I even began the role play. And cut. What does that mean? He wants to get you cut. That is the Korean term, but we would say, I think he wants to get you fired, right? We have a lot of actually different terms for that. You can say someone was fired, he was axed, they gave him the sack. There's many different phrases that we have for being fired, because I guess people get fired a lot in America. So, and then the next thing, wet behind the ears. I went over that before as well. Pull one's own weight and keep your nose to the grindstone. All of those I went over. And, you know, but for you teachers, yeah, what you want to do is that those definitions, you don't want to give those to the students beforehand. You want to give them just the role play and then have them see if they can figure out what's wrong and see if they can guess what the meaning is before you actually give them that. Now, I have made a second page right here, and these are some definitions that match up with the correct idiomatic phrase, right? And again, these are the things that I already went over, and I've got the answers up top right there. So I'm not going to go over that part. You guys can try to figure that out. If you look up top, you can find all the answers for that. All right. Well, I think that's pretty much it. I cut it short a little bit at the end there because the first part was so long. So I hope this class is fun and entertaining, and use this activity as you see fit. The expressions are American English, by the way, so I included the answers just in case you have to peek. I know there's some British English speakers out there, and you may not use exactly the same phrases that that we do in America. And remember that I found this awesome exercise once because there was no answer sheet posted. I remember that I really had a hard time because I didn't know what the answer was. And I think it was like a British English term. And it was really funny because I was going crazy, you know, up in front of the class. And students said, "Jim, what's the answer to this?" And I'm like, "That's a good question," right? So I made sure when I did exercises that I cut out the questions that I wasn't quite sure of, right? So I didn't look foolish in front of my class. But that's why I gave all of you teachers the answers up front there. Now, all of you students, you can still see if you can remember what we went over beforehand and see if you can fill in that little phrase in the bottom, and you can cross-check your work afterwards. Well, I'll keep posting more soon, and I'm thinking of doing some video tutorials. I know the first... In fact, the first podcast that I did was actually kind of a much better for a video rather than a podcast. So I will be working on that, but it takes a little bit more planning and working in order to get those done. But stay tuned to my site, teachingenglishisfun.com. And remember that teaching English is fun. And I'll talk to you all next time.